This is Local Views of the News, third time in November, '09. We're going to backpedal a little bit on a couple of stories this week. We commented recently that President Obama's still thinking about its stance on sending more troops to Afghanistan probably is less about making a decision on the war and more about deciding how to sell it to the people. That may yet prove to be true, but Obama's big show last week of rejecting all the options presented by his military advisors was enough to at least buy him a little more time in the court of peaceful public opinion. Maybe this means that President O is about to make some gesture of defiance toward the petro-power which drives the U.S. colonization efforts in the Middle East. Or maybe it's just that he thinks having an exit strategy might be a deal-maker with the people. Sort of like the public option, if you will. It's a hint, anyway, that rattling around in the president's brain somewhere is the idea that a foreign policy of military imperialism probably isn't the road to a successful administration with a second term. The political fascination of the week is in the story of the decision to pluck five guys out of Guantanamo and try them in a civilian court in New York City with accusations that they helped destroy the World Trade Center September 11, '01. Republicans are against it. They claim to fear some unspecified catastrophe if these guys are brought into the U.S., and they readily admit that they don't want to give these guys an opportunity to promote their ideology. Okay, so the Republicans are afraid of these guys and afraid of their ideas. Are they a security problem? Sure, but they didn't break out of Guantanamo. Here on the home turf, we can call on quite a bit of experience at keeping people locked up. But just imagine what would happen if a gang of their terrorist associates busted these guys out of a New York jail. Would they have any better chance of getting away in New York than in Cuba? This same fear is being expressed by Republicans in Illinois, where the feds are looking at a shiny new, virtually empty maximum security prison as a potential new home for these guys and everybody else at Gitmo. Has anyone wondered why a country that locks up more people than any other just happens to have a vacancy sign on 1,600 prison beds in one convenient location? Has anyone asked why, out of all the people held at Guantanamo for all these years, these five guys are the only ones being charged with these crimes? So what will their defense strategy be? None of them is named Osama, but don't expect them to put on the Nuremberg defense, especially not Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's said to be a misfit among the jihadists, way too secular, with a U.S. education and more enthusiasm for the fight than for the prayers. Neither will they claim they didn't do it. Quite the contrary. These guys will brag about it. They'll defend their cause, not themselves, and that scares Republicans. Republicans! They're nothing if not patriotic promoters of American values like liberty, free speech, and free market capitalism. When they're complaining about immigration, the Republicans claim everyone in the world wants to come to the U.S. because they share those values. Has anyone asked why Republicans would be afraid to hear these five guys explain why they don't share those values? The Republicans also are afraid a New York court might turn these guys loose on some legal technicality. That may be their most compelling fear. After all, it's pretty unlikely these guys were read their Miranda rights before they were waterboarded. Maybe I'm crazy, but I actually want to hear what these guys have to say. I want to hear their version of the details, if only to hear how it meshes with the official version of 9/11 we've heard from the government and the corporate media. Oh yeah, we said we'd backpedal on two stories. Well, some of the Tea Party patriots have been telling us in the press that they're not really radical right-wingers. They're just a nonpartisan, mainstream group of citizens promoting traditional mainstream American values. Maybe we shouldn't have called them greedy and mean. At least they're conscious of trying to soften that image. Still, Phil Bronstein of the Chronicle sees them that way. He wrote, "Those ravenous, unruly, teabagging town hall insurgents would definitely eat the flesh off your face if necessary." That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily repeat remarks like that out of context. For KVMR, its management staff or contributors, email mark@calloki.com.